This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boy, at Capital One Arena. As we welcome you back on Grant and Danny, let's give those away right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll win two tickets to see Joe Coy. It's the Just Being Coy Tour, Saturday, February 22nd at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. The show is brought to you exclusively by our friends, the law firm Condori and Moran. They will take care of your estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you for a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're covering the NFL, the Commanders coming up in your Beltway Blitz. Let's start you off on the diamond. Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com, to get it started. Mark, the Nats added a reliever today on the cheap. What'd they do?
Well, Lucas Sims, it's a $3 million deal for 1 year. He's a high strikeout guy, also a high walk guy, which is not ideal, but it does show there is some potential there if he can harness it. He's 30 years old, had some success with the Reds, struggled after he was traded to the Red Sox last year. Look, it can help them. This is a bullpen that needs as much help as it can get right now, especially experienced guys. They're still lacking a proven ninth inning reliever, and I keep waiting, thinking in my mind that that's a move that's going to be made at some point before spring training is over, but to this point it has not happened.
What do you think is going to happen there? Is there an internal solution? Are they going to be, you know, matchup Marty's, or is there ninth inning arm not in the organization right now, Mark?
Well, they're saying that if they had to go with it right now, that they're comfortable, always a shaky word, but comfortable with Jorge Lopez, who used to close for the Orioles for about half a season for them, and Jose Ferrer from the left side, and maybe you're playing matchups with those two. And maybe that works out, sure. To me, the problem is neither one's proven, of course. And you put them in that role, it's moving everybody up a notch. You go get somebody who can actually pitch the ninth, and now those guys are in setup roles. I think everybody else now slots in better, and I feel a lot better about the bullpen. The two names that are still out there who have been closers, David Robertson, he's 40 years old, but he's had a pretty good track record, was good last year. And, of course, Kyle Finnegan, who the Nats decided to non-tender. Wow. I think in both cases they're holding out for what they believe they're worth, and right now I'm guessing the Nats have not made them an offer that they think is suitable to what they believe they can do.
Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. Are they out of 40-man spots right now?
They are, but they made the Sims move today. They transferred Mason Thompson to the 60-day IL to clear that spot. So there are moves they can make. I don't think that's the hindrance right now. I think it's a money thing more than anything.
But I'm just curious. Like, let's say they signed Finnegan in 3 days or something, and he came in to close for them. Like, who would you say is transferred at that point, or is there a 60-day IL, or where do they go in terms of getting a roster spot?
Yeah, they could decide that Cade Cavalli is going to need more time before they want him pitching, so they could put him on the 60-day IL. I don't know if that's in the works yet or not. And then if not, you're looking at DFAing somebody like a Jackson Rutledge or a Cole Henry, prospects that they liked who haven't quite panned out for whatever reason so far. And given the extra pitching depth that they've acquired, especially starters, I think guys like that could be on the chopping block if it comes to needing to clear some spots.
Yeah, you touched on it there with the starting rotation. A lot of guys think they're starters. A lot of guys, you know, maybe want to prove their bona fides as starters, whether it's, to stay here or then maybe to move on somewhere else. After Gore and Irvin, I think Trevor Williams, you'd probably say too, given the success he's had, you know, even despite the injury, now you feel pretty good there. Is it Soroka, Ogasawara? Does he start in the bullpen? Parker, DJ Hers? How do you see it?
Yeah, there's a lot of options there, and that's a good thing. I mean, maybe they don't have the big frontline starters that you'd love to have, but they have more depth now, I think, than they've had in a long time, even maybe during some of their best years. I think Soroka, they gave him $9 million. That, to me, at least on this team, suggests that he's going to be a starter. Now, maybe if it doesn't work out, you can move him to bullpen because he did have success there late last season with the White Sox. But I think to go into this, Soroka and Williams are pretty close to locks for the rotation with Gore and Irvin, and that leaves one spot left. And you're either giving it to the Japanese player they just signed, Ogasawara, or DJ Hers or Mitchell Parker. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. They all have options, so any of them could end up at AAA. Any of them could end up in the bullpen as well. And that's always an interesting dilemma with a young guy. Do you want to keep him stretched out to be a starter? Would you take a look at him as a long reliever? I think that's legitimately what they're going to be looking at over the next 5 weeks. And I don't think they go into it necessarily knowing that they plan to do one thing. I think they're going to let the performances dictate it.
Mark, a couple of health things. We've talked about Cade Cavalli on this call. I mean, it's getting kind of ridiculous at this point. It's been 2 years since he pitched. Now, I know you're not suggesting he's definitely going to be on the 60-day IL, but the fact that that's even a possibility, which makes sense to me, is infuriating. They weren't really forthright with everything that was going on with him last year anyway, so where are we at there? I mean, are we now in, like, anything you get out of him is a plus territory, or is that overstated? And then what's going on with James Wood's quad?
Yeah, I think it might be a little overstated with Cavalli. The way they're putting it is this. He's totally healthy. After everything that he went through.
They said
really,
that last year, too,
to
in fairness.
Yeah. Well, you're right. But they are specifically holding him back this spring. And the reason they're giving, at least, is that they say when he's ready to go, they know he's on a limit of how much he can pitch because he's barely pitched the last 2 years. And so they want to know that once he does start to pitch, he can go through the rest of the season.
Gotcha.
So they're pushing everything back, and that's why I'm saying maybe a 60-day IL could be a thing. But he's got a long way to go. This is not a sure thing anymore. He's got to show, number one, that he's healthy. Number two, that he can pitch every fifth day at whatever level that is. And then number three, that he can be successful doing it. So I mean, that's a lot of steps to get to before we even talk about it being part of the Nats rotation. As far as Wood goes, he's got quad tendonitis, and they're holding him out of defensive drills right now. But he is hitting. It doesn't bother him for that. I watched him take BP today. He looks fine doing that. I think this is one of those cases where, like, if it was the regular season, they wouldn't say anything about it, but because it's the first week or 2 weeks of spring training, there's no reason to push that. But something to keep an eye on if it is affecting him in the field. He did say that he noticed it first during the offseason, and it was enough to at least take an MRI of it. It showed no structural damage, but that just a tiny bit of a red flag there is something to watch for.
Ooh, what's the temp in West Palm today?
It was like 85, guys.
Oh, is that right? That's great. That's so cool.
I don't complain. I'm not going to complain. That's not appropriate for everyone back home suffering. So I will not.
But it was a little warm. You didn't like how warm it was, right?
It was a little warmer than ideal.
Right? Four times what we have right now. Mark, thank you.
You had to apply the sunscreen twice.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Those
See
are
you,
my
buddy.
Favorite kind of injuries, by the way, the ones where it's like, I can't run or field skip, but I can hit. I used to love those. Let's talk football, please. Our buddy Nate Davis, USA Today, to go around the NFL. Nate, do you think Cleveland ultimately trades Myles Garrett, or do they hold on to him?
Well, I think we'll know more probably after the combine, and maybe when they've had some more conversations with other teams and can maybe get a better handle on what Myles Garrett's return would be. I mean, obviously he's an expensive player, but obviously he's also in his prime, and they're in a spot where they could, probably essentially replace him with Abdul Carter at the top of the draft if Tennessee doesn't take him number one. So you know, they've got a lot to think about there, a lot, lots to sort through, obviously, cap-wise and everything else. But, you know, it sounds like they're not inclined to do it, but, you know, we certainly heard general managers change their tune pretty quickly, you know, when they find something that they like.
You mentioned the cap. The growth that we got info on today, about what was expected by teams, more cap space, what did we learn?
Yeah, I think it's about 10, 15 million more than the team thought that they would get. So it's another little bump. It's helped some teams that had some captain masks to do down at the bottom of the scale, giving them a little breathing room. And teams like the Commanders now projected to have more than 80 million to spend. So yeah, the checkbook got a little bit bigger for everybody today.
Nate, every few years or so, San Francisco has one of those years like they just had, where everybody's hurt all the time, nobody gets right, and they just kind of, you know, sort of careen off into space and lose everything. And then the following year, they go right back to kicking everybody's butt again. Do you think history repeats itself here? Are they going to be good, or is this kind of the beginning of the end of this regime?
I think this regime is pretty good, Danny. I mean, there's a wild stat going back, I think, to kind of the beginning of the century, that either they don't make the playoffs or they get at least as far as the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So, like, it has been like all or nothing for them for basically a quarter of a century. But, you know, it's been mostly that NFC Championship game, you know, for the last 6 years, at least for the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch regime. So, they've got some things to do. You know, obviously, it seems like Brock Purdy is probably going to get the extension, and they're not going to switch gears at quarterback, but that is going to cause some adjustments there. You know, Debo Samuel, if he does get traded, will bring some cap relief. You know, Trent Williams is in the final year of his contract, so that, you know, eventually that will bring some relief as well. But I think this management team and the talent is too good for here. This team, in my opinion, is not going to go off a cliff anytime soon, and probably I think with the way that John Lynch is evaluated talent, that they should be able to reload on the fly without bottoming out at any point.
Nate Davis, USA Today, with us. I keep hearing that the Bengals are going to tag T. Higgins for a second straight year, $26 million, but I haven't heard a lot about Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, is it just a foregone conclusion that he's getting an LTD, or like, where are we headed there?
I mean, I think he's going to get his money. I mean, I think the Bengals, you know, have learned they should have gotten that done last year, because now they're only have to pay him more going forward. But I mean, you know, I think T. Higgins will probably get tagged. I don't think that necessarily means he may not get traded at the end of the day. But you know, I think the Bengals are also, you know, want to do what they can to keep Joe Burrow happy, and that's keeping this little band of guys together. So. I definitely don't expect Chase to go anywhere. I think he'll get his money. You know, we'll see what happens with T. Higgins and Trey Henderson at the end of the day.
Nate, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
We'll see you, my friend. Hit that local 53 sounder, Darius. My God, that's Chris Russell's music. Doing his live podcast on HD2 down the hall, the Chris Russell Show. He joins us now live in studio here in Crystal Clear FM. We ranked our big needs in the offseason.
I'm in the big leagues.
Well, finally. No, football-wise here, Russell, not like sort of life stuff. Grant and I had a similar list, although different order. Three biggest needs this offseason for Washington are?
Well, edge pass rusher is number one, or edge setter, right? Whatever you want to call it.
You and I are in lockstep so far.
To me, I think, people are probably not going to like this, but left guard, I think they need an improvement from Nick
Allegretti. I said fortifying the O-line second.
We both said that.
I mean, I guess that right is more a little more specific. And then third, I would say, I mean, assuming that you're going to bring back Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, I would then say corner. But if you're going to not bring back one or the other of those two guys that I just mentioned, it becomes that guy. Does that make sense?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I said third, a weapon, and ideally, I need speed on offense. So Danny's obsessed with a wide receiver. I get that. I want a receiver too. I'm fine with a running back. I want a home run hitting running back or receiver.
Right. So this is what we did on my podcast.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Starting at 1:00.
Nice.
On what is it? The Deuce?
HD2.
The Deuce. Yeah.
Frankly, Russell, we don't talk about podcasts on this show.
I hear.
So there's way too much talk about that.
A game changing running back or a top-end wide receiver. And here's part of my problem. First of all, I'm not paying T. Higgins $30 million or whatever, even if he doesn't get the tag, because I got to pay Terry McLaurin a contract extension. He's got 1 year left. People forget about this. He's got 1 year left. I got to pay Terry before I add from the outside of significant cap money, resources, what have you. Not to mention if you got to trade for him, which they would never do. So I think you're looking for a little bit less at wide receiver. I would be looking more game-changing running back, a Trevion Henderson in the draft, an Omarion Hampton from North Carolina. Listen, if Ashton Jeanty is still there somehow at 29 or whatever, maybe him. That's where I'm looking, because I don't think that guy comes from free agency like it did last year for Saquon or Derrick Henry. So I think the game-changing running back is going to have to come from the draft, and I think that's more important. Somebody with juice and power, I think that's more important than the big-time addition at wide receiver.
So for me, I would love a star at wide receiver. Like, I love a star everywhere. I mean, that's obvious, but it's a salary cap league. You can't pay everybody. To me, it's more about maybe a threat. More but like what obviously DeSean Jackson was great at this, but the threat of him was almost as good as him. Mm-hmm. Where defenses and defensive backs had to account for the fact that he might take the top off.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more of that. Whether it's a guy that's going to catch 8 to 10 balls a game, I don't need Puka Nacua opposite Terry McLaurin. I'd love it, but I understand that that's not possible. But your point that I want to get to real quick, though, that I actually think is a really good one, is some of these spots, these premium positions, the league is telling us what they think is premium in terms of the salary cap or salary allocation and who's available in free agency when. Wide receiver and tackle are two of the, and defensive end are kind of those three out of the four, the fourth is quarterback, premium spots in the league right now. It's really hard to come by one unless you're willing to give up an enormous amount in trade, or you got to draft one high. I think that's where they have to go for this receiver that I want.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all of that is absolutely true. I also just kind of compound it by looking at what's available in terms of these classes, right? And I look at the wide receiver group, and obviously T. Higgins is at the top of it. And everybody knows if he was truly a free agent, and we'll see if that report was all true and it sort of makes sense. If he was truly free, he'd have a very robust market. Mm-hmm. I would guess $30-plus million, maybe as high as $33 million. Yeah, I don't think he gets 35. But there is no doubt that he would be the bell of the ball. The problem is okay, if he's not available or if he's restricted or whatever, the rest of the group is kind of eh for me. Like, I'm not doing Stephon Diggs.
Right.
No thanks. Godwin down in Tampa Bay, better inside than outside, can play both, but coming off of a pretty significant injury, but I would be interested in him. I'm not doing Keenan Allen as a big-time addition and therefore big-time money. I'm not paying those guys $20 million a year. You want to come here and make $10 million a year on a one-year prove-it-to-me deal? We can maybe talk. It's a weak crop at the position, which speaks to your point that the really good guys are getting locked up and they're not available.
I mean, they're not making $20 million a year, so you don't have to worry about that.
Keenan
Allen
hope not.
Ain't making $20 million bucks after this past season. Do you think they get an international game?
Yes.
Are they going to Madrid or are they going to Brazil?
You know, this is one thing I meant to talk about today, and I joked about on Twitter. The NFL, with their surging popularity, is probably going to put them in Brazil against the Chargers.
On Friday night, on the
Lifetime app. Hallmark app, on the Hallmark app, just so that they can make more money.
Good zing, Rainey.
Yeah, sorry.
Why'd you correct from
Lifetime
Hallmark
is a network.
No, well, Lifetime's
Hallmark. Yeah, whatever. I mean,
he's just trying to do a zing like, about wanting another app game.
But why did he correct himself?
Just
you see what I'm saying? Like, well, it was like Lifetime. No, excuse me, I meant Hallmark.
I got it confused in my feeble brain. Mm. Either way, the point is the NFL is going to want to make more money here somehow, some way, right? I guess they're already doing it by continually expanding the game globally. I don't give a rat's ass about London, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Rio de Janeiro. Screw them all. I hate it.
Mm.
Can't stand it.
Wow.
And I know you love 9:30 games, right?
Oh, the worst.
Right? You love the 9:30 games. I hate them. I hate them on Friday night. I hate them on Thursday night. I hate them on Saturday. Shut up. Play the games where they're supposed to be played.
You know who I know you love? It was probably close to 15 years ago now that when the United States played Canada's hockey team and lost, you came in wearing a jacket for the Canadian Hockey Federation. Got a big one on Thursday night. Your Canucks against my Americans. Are you steamed up for your Canadians to take on the United States of America?
I mean, the tough and feisty Canadians have a lot to prove. They got bamboozled the other night.
Will you be wearing your jacket, your big Canada jacket?
I don't have that jacket, thank the Lord anymore. I've lost a semi-significant amount of weight since that point.
Attaboy, yeah.
I don't know where that jacket is. I probably threw it out, which is probably where it belongs. That was a more controversial me. That was a, hey, I really want to poke the bear every day of my life kind of me. Now
to
I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to like sort of hang low unless I need to.
Allow me to elucidate here for a second.
Elucidate, yes.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Chris Russell,
yes.
The day after the United States of America lost to Canada, came into the studio wearing a Canadian hockey jacket, screaming about how American hockey was overrated.
I'll give you a hot take, though. I really don't care if Team USA wins. It means nothing to me
this,
at all.
That's perfect.
It means nothing to me at all.
He just got done talking about how this was an old me and I don't do crazy things.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I can just speak for myself. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything for everyone. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything to the players. It means nothing to me. I care about the Stanley Cup. I care about Olympic gold medals. I do not care about the Four Nations face.
When somebody asks me, what kind of guy is Chris Russell? I'll use that story to explain it. That's it. That is an encapsulation right there.
Sorry, I'm just telling you how I feel. Yeah. It just doesn't move the needle for me.
But you won't wear the jacket.
No.
Good boy.
No. I'll watch the game. Watch the game.
Are you angry that more people are going to watch it than the Stanley Cup?
Do you want to come over to my house and watch it?
No. Hey, listen, how do we know this? Because television ratings are arbitrary.
Oh,
I
forgot about that part.
Right.
10 million people watched U.S. versus
Canada
the first time.
I'm sure they went to 10 million households and tapped into their Nielsen box.
No, they knock on the little peeping Tom looks in and sees what's on the TV.
Barry Svrluga of the Washington Post at 5 o'clock and 35 minutes. We're giving away Wizards tickets at that time. He talked to Mark Lerner. We want to ask him about that conversation. But John Madden's grandson has been hired by the Commanders. Let's talk cool grandpas next on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 30 minutes, we've got those Wizards tickets on a Wizards Wednesday. Barry Sferluga is going to stop by. Sferluga from the Post. We'll talk about his conversation with Mark Lerner. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Yesterday, the big headline for Washington's football outfit was that the Commanders are bringing John Madden's grandson in to be an offensive quality control coach, which could mean one of any million things that they have him do. But just a low-ranking job to get the kid started in football, coming off of a playing career at the University of Michigan. And he's John Madden's grandson. It's pretty cool.
That's really neat, man. I love stuff like that. And I know some people bristle at it. It doesn't bother me. Because, again, it's not like he's been named some sort of senior director of this or that. And the other thing is, you know, he's on the grind. He's doing stuff that's probably not terribly sexy. He's labeling tapes and he's making sure the coffee's hot and, printing off a bunch of different scouting reports and, loading things onto Microsoft Surfaces for guys to look at, this, that, and the other. So it's neat, man. It's like that kind of legacy.
All right. So I want to go around the room here. I will task each of you with this question, okay? But the question I've got is, John Madden being your grandpa is pretty damn cool, right? Who would be a cooler grandpa to have than John Madden? Like, if we're talking cool grandpa score, that one's pretty high on the list.
That's up there.
Whether it's lifestyle, whether it's something you get to do, who would be an awesome grandpa to have on just the cool grandpa list? John Madden's like a 97 score out of 100. That one's tough to top.
It is.
Who's in that pantheon? So, Danny, we start with you. I want a cool grandpa that's on par with John Madden.
So here's where my mind went on this, okay? I thought of, like, would it be cool to, like, have, like, a rich and powerful grandpa,
that'd
like an influential
cool
figure? But then it's like, well, everyone knows who that person is, and everyone hates them, or half the people hate them at best,
okay?
Right? So, like, well, now I'm inherently part of a team. I can't really be my own person. So then I went away from that. Who's universally beloved? Who's somebody that everybody likes, that no one's got a bad word to say? Here was the person that jumped into mind. Morgan Freeman. What if Morgan Freeman was your grandpa? Incredibly accomplished actor.
Pretty sick.
A voice that brings people so much joy. One of these universal, like, oh, Morgan Freeman. Like, everybody's happy when they see Morgan Freeman. Wait, you're Morgan Freeman's grandson? Yeah, what's he like? He's the best. That would be pretty cool.
So I like that one. My issue with that one is, what are my perks? My perks are that occasionally I might get to go to a red carpet event before a premiere.
Mm.
Okay. That's pretty neat. But what are my perks? This is about me being a kid that gets to spoil myself and maybe bring a couple of friends from class. It'd be badass if we're going to a Hollywood premiere on a red carpet.
In the limo.
Walking with grandpa. But that's a once every year or two kind of deal, maybe. Tops.
Yep.
And he's slowed down with how many projects he's in anyway. Now, this is going to be hyper in my box. I'm sitting in Johnny Cakes Allville's seat. So I'm just going to stay in my lane.
Wait,
here.
Is it Cakes? Is that your answer?
Cakes is my grandpa. No, an owner of a team. Josh Harris. Grandpa Josh.
Oh.
What, as a kid, what's the coolest thing in the world? Getting to go to games, getting access to the players you love. I'm in the locker room. I'm on the field. How about Mark Lerner? Again, owner of a team. Where's my birthday? We're going to go play at Nats Park. We're just going to go over and play a little Sandlot
baseball.
You want
to have some home run derby?
Pick up. Let's see who can hit. We'll set the L screen up in the outfield. We'll set up the cage right behind second base. We're going to see who can hit tanks into the red porch. The owner of a sports team locally for
great
one of the teams I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having my birthday there. I'm down the field for BP. Hey, Grandpa, is there any chance I can run down to the clubhouse to meet all the guys? Oh, yeah. Come on down. Are you kidding me? Like, to me, that's the that's what would, if you have money, be a minority owner in sports.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about the hard stuff. You just get the access for your kids and their kids.
And the value goes up.
To go do cool S. I'm saying sports owner's grandson.
Hey, Jaden, I want you to meet my grandson, Grant. He's real excited about you.
Grandpa, can I go get Jaden's autograph and a picture?
Not only that, you can sign his check.
I'd love to do that,
Grandpa. That'd be amazing.
That one's good. I've got others, but I'll save them. Let's go round the horn here. All right, Dad, we'll start with you.
Hello, Dad.
So you're the dad, so this would be your...
Your dad. Your dad's dad.
But somebody's grandpa.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was... The sports owner one is obviously fantastic.
All it is
That's
great.
It's hard to beat that. I was thinking more along the same lines as Danny, where I was thinking of somebody who's not hated and somebody that is just universally beloved by everybody.
Such a good point, because if your grandpa is a celebrity, like there's a politician, someone powerful, 50% of people despise them.
Exactly.
It's just as bad as it is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first name that came to my mind was being the grandson of Denzel Washington. Everybody loves Denzel Washington.
Everyone loves Denzel Washington.
How cool would that be to be Denzel Washington's grandson?
Denzel's better than Morgan Freeman in this game, I think, too. Because Denzel's got more projects, more red carpets, more
stays a little busier, yeah.
He's at the Academy Awards. You're walking the red carpet before the Golden Globes. He's at everything. I haven't seen Morgan Freeman at much lately. You know what I mean?
And you don't pay attention, though. Morgan's around.
He's around, but not like Denzel's around. Denzel's kind of bell of the ball at these events, though.
I would say so.
Yeah, and Denzel's got a son who's also a famous actor. So
yeah, then
you
my
get
dad
opportunities then, too.
And my dad played in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Remember that? His son. One of his kids was like on the Rams at one point.
Oh, wow. That's actually news to me.
You don't remember that?
I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Is that true?
Maybe I'm making it up. Google it. Denzel Washington's son, L.A. Rams. There's a 47% chance I'm right about this.
That'd be pretty awesome, too. So, yeah, Denzel's my answer. I think that plays.
I could dig that. Let's go to Brian, who's in Maryland, home of the Terrapins. What's up, Brian? How are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. Grandpa.
My vote was Joe Gibbs. Goddess in D.C. God of D.C., not goddess.
Goddess is a different thing.
He can be whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can be the god and the goddess. Joe Gibbs. So here's why this one's good. And by the way, he's got so many grandkids that I've seen walking around. He's taking you to Commanders games.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the sideline. You're getting the treatment. If Joe Gibbs calls up the Wizards or the Caps or the Nats, you're getting great seats.
You're getting the
seats.
You're
walking the field. Mm-hmm. You're getting some of that owner access anyway. Then you go to the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
And you sit in the pit box. And you're on pit lane. And you want to go sit in the car? You want to go ask Denny Hamlin to get out of the seat so you could sit down before the race? Okay, no problem. Let's do it. That's a cool grandpa.
John David Washington, the actor and the football player. I didn't know this. I did not know he played football before he started movies like Tenet, The Creator. Great, really accomplished actor.
Denzel's son. Did he play for the Rams?
Played for the St. Louis Rams.
Let's go.
Undrafted free agent for the St. Louis Rams.
Deep cut.
I did not know that at all.
I will accept that. Toby Season. Ladies and gentlemen, the co-host of the most popular Nationals podcast in America, Boston Loose Baseball. Toby Altizer.
Yeah, new episode just dropped the other day, so you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Oh. I'm a big golf mark, and I don't have the money to pay for golf. So having a grandpa, I'm debating between two guys. It'd be either Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer, but I'm leaning Arnold Palmer, and the reason is Nicklaus was the better golfer, arguably the greatest of all time with Tiger Woods, but Arnold Palmer was more beloved. And so I can get into any golf tournament because I'm going to be hanging out with my grandpa. Matter of fact, one of his grandsons is on the PGA Tour, so I get to work out in the best facilities. I get to play all the best golf courses. I'm not having to pay $600+ to go play Pebble Beach because I'm Arnold Palmer's grandson. So sign me up for that.
I love that one.
That's a great one.
Toby, sneaky golf mark.
Yeah, big golf guy.
A little bit. And he's got a good swing. I've seen Toby. I remember the first time he showed me a video. I'm like, Toby can flat out rip it a little bit. I see you, Tobes. Are you good at golf?
I could be better if I played more often. I'd say I'm decent. Probably my best sport.
What would you shoot if you shot today?
If I played today, I'd break 100. I'd probably shoot, I would hope, low 90s. If I played more often, I could probably sit in the 80s.
Do you remember when we went to Topgolf when we were in West Palm Beach last year?
Toby
was awesome.
Bolts. Danny was not there, I don't think.
No, Danny didn't go.
Because you stayed at the hotel.
Something. What was going on?
I'm telling you, you stayed at the hotel.
Yeah, I drove Danny home after we had a great
dinner. Yeah, but we had an Airbnb. We didn't have a hotel.
Okay, we stayed at the house.
Yeah,
we all went out to play golf. Nothing. You just wanted to
We had dinner first, and I was like, yeah, that's enough.
Right.
And you guys were like, no, more. And I was like, no.
What was happening was we were all having fun.
Yeah.
And then
That's what it was. Yeah.
You didn't want to be there for it.
That's exactly what happened.
So we ate chocolate lava cakes and golfed, because that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, that's all for me, thanks.
That's so
much later. That was right after Ryan dropped the bag with, what was that gorgeous chick's name? Summer? Rachel?
I mean, she
you remember it,
was
Toby.
Flirting
was
with
Shelby.
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 Tobes remembered. All right.
She wasn't flirting with Darius, Grant, or me, or Toby. She was flirting with one person, if only.
Ryan was the Dumb and Dumber scene when, like, Harry and Lloyd get asked, like, we're looking for people to oil us up for the competition, these, like, hot models. And they're like, you'll find some guys 15 miles that way.
Do you realize what you've done?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Clary, you tell us. Cool grandpa. Who is it?
This is a tough one for me. I love Super Bowls. I have not yet to witness a Super Bowl, but I do know an owner that has witnessed 6 in our lifetime. That's Robert Kraft. I think I would want Robert Kraft to be my grandfather. I get to meet Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever. I get to witness 6 Super Bowl parades. I get all the perks of being Robert Kraft's grandson, and I think that would be a great time.
Just don't Google my name and massages, son. Grandson? That'd be a little
bit. Can we block Google on Ryan's phone?
How do we make sure my grandson doesn't work the Google machine? Robert Kraft. Again, sports owner, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, ain't bad. Pretty good seats. Pretty good backstage pass right there.
John Madden's grandson. You hit the grandkid lottery.
Yeah, like when you buy Madden, it's your family's.
Grandpa's game.
Yeah, it's grandpa's game.
Damn, man.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Barry's for Lugan, 15 minutes when we give away Wizards tickets. NFL games on Sundays could be headed off of linear TV and digitally to one of your apps. We'll explain. There's like a 150-foot Ethernet cable, cord.
Yeah.
That's wrapped all around my chair underneath of me. And
you've been fighting with this thing all day.
I mean, all day. I need 10 minutes at the end of the show where I can just lift the chair up and start kind of rewiring. But I bring this up just to say I keep thinking of it as like a cartoon where if you just pulled it really fast, I would just spin 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Because the wire is just wrapped over and over and over again.
So annoying. I am, as you know, I'm not a neat freak in general. Like I can sort of deal with almost anything. I cannot stand improperly wrapped cords. So like when my wife's like, we have to clean the house, and she'll find me like by the PlayStation 5, like making sure that the wire's wrapped around the controller just so. Like it has to be right.
I don't like clutter on counters.
That's true.
And cords, especially, mm-hmm. like everything needs to go in drawers. I don't care how messy things are, I don't know where anything is ever, but I can't see it. I need to not see it while not knowing where it is.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to me, when you put it in a drawer, it means it's now lost to me, and I probably have to get a new one, whatever it is.
Well, get ready to lose NFL games on some of your networks potentially. How about this? Netflix, has expressed interest in Sunday afternoon NFL games. So remember, on Christmas last year, we had Netflix dabble into the NFL and air football for the first time. The NFL can opt out of its current rights deal after the 2029 season. So even though they've got these deals with Fox and CBS that go for years, they can get out of those deals and go back to the negotiating table if they want to then. Netflix has a 3-year deal leading up to that where they're going to show the games on Christmas Day. But Netflix really wants to get into live programming. We've talked about that.
Yep.
It started with some live comedic performances from like Chris Rock in Baltimore, some others. There was the Tom Brady roast that was mm-hmm. live. They've now had, among other things, a big boxing match with one of the YouTube people and the NFL. They're going to get UFC. They've got, I think, WWE Wrestling Monday Night Raw has now gone to Netflix.
That's right, yeah.
As well. It's like they're in this game. They now want the Sunday afternoon games, too. They're not done yet. We have Fox and CBS games that exclusively. Those are the two 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock window networks that you're going to get during an NFL season. I am really leery about the games going to Netflix on Sunday. because of the clicking back and forth ability.
It's that.
So, like, how do we fix that? Because we are going 1,000 miles an hour toward, there's a game on Prime, at the same time there's a game on Netflix, at the same time there's a game on Apple TV, at the same time you're watching this other thing. The big problem right now, when I'm flipping back and forth between, let's just say, the Caps on ESPN Plus and the Wizards on Monumental on cable, is I can't just go channel up, channel down.
Exactly.
I've got to go out of the app, into another app, spinning circle load, get it open, click three times to get to the... Is there a fix to that? I mean, there's got to inevitably a way to go app to app.
Maybe, but that's not... they're not incentivized to do that. Let's say I'm Netflix Net over here. Same as Amazon Allen. The thing you just described is what I want. I don't want you leaving. When you leave, that's bad for me. I want you staying. The reason why they're so steamed up, it's twofold. One, to get eyeballs on their thing. I mean, Amazon Prime spent whatever they spent. I can't remember the exact numbers. And they got a bunch of new subscribers out of it. I don't know who was not on Amazon Prime, but I guess a couple people weren't, and now they got more.
You had to get it for football, and then either you forget to cancel it or you realize, this is actually worth it. I'm going
to
keep it.
Precisely. So that was worth it to them. Netflix, it's the same thing. So that's point number one. But point number two is they'll be able to charge for ads because you're stuck. Everybody knows right now that when the game is on, say, Fox Local, talking about Washington's game, the instant it goes to commercial, you're on Red Zone. Or, you know, you forget to, you get up and go to the bathroom. But during commercial breaks, you're leaving. That hurts the networks. They don't want you to leave. They want you to be landlocked. They want you to be there to see the thing for the truck, for the beer, for the, you know, the gambling ad, whatever. That's what they're hoping for. That's part of the huge package for them, that they can incentivize advertisers to make their money back and then some.
I don't have a problem like most people do with these apps getting these standalone games. A, I like standalone games because you get to watch more overall percentage of the football when you're not competing head-to-head with a bunch of games at 1 o'clock. Also, I've got the apps anyway. I mean, most of us now have 6, 7, 8 apps. I might have to occasionally, like I had to add Peacock, I think, for something. But that's fine. Whatever. I could deal with that. What is going to be a nuisance to the point where it becomes now problematic is when I'm having, like, at no point ever, as of right now, have two things been on different apps at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's going there.
Or, in the case of Sundays, have there ever been games on cable while there's also a game on an app? That has never happened. That is a deal breaker. You can't ask me to toggle back and forth. Now, a lot of us sports marks have multi-TV setups and we can figure it out that way, but that should not be the expectation.
Correct.
There's got to be a seamless way for me to go Netflix to Fox to CBS to Netflix if you're going to do this. And until there is, if I was the league, they're not going to prioritize me and my happiness over money, but I would say, we got to fix
that. Let's slow our roll, yeah.
Or else you can't be involved here, because we need people to be able to go Red Zone, Fox, CBS, Fox, Red Zone, Fox, CBS, CBS, Fox. Netflix, you're missing a minute of a game just going back and forth between the two.
100% agree. Now, the thing that I object to is if it's a mainstay streaming service, like one of the big ones, I don't have an issue with that. It's when there was a game on Yahoo a couple of years ago, like that was a big push. It was a 9 a.m. game somewhere, and it was only on this weird online thing. I can't have it go on Tubi or something that's random, which is eventually going to start selling off piece by piece. It's like, I'm an upstart app. I'll spend all of my cash, my $5 billion up front, to have one standalone game a month on name your made-up app, whatever sounds fancy. You can't do that. Like, if it's one of the mainstays, to your point, that everybody already has, I guess I can get down with that. But it's where we're headed, by the way. That a la carte, they're going to parse up these individual pieces to make an incredible amount of money. It's coming.
Won't be long. He's Danny. I'm Grant. I got a text from a buddy of mine saying Phil Knight would be high on the cool grandpa board.
That ain't bad.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I also think Bezos, just one of the richest people on the planet.
Sure.
That's not a bad grandpa to have.
Where do you want to go today? I got a jet.
Hey, can I have the PJ? Me and the boys want to go to this country. Oh, cool. I got a place there. You can stay there on the water.
Wait, which country? I think I own that one.
Yeah. Barry Sferluga of The Post had an exclusive interview with Mark Lerner about not spending this offseason. We'll ask Barry about that next. We've also got Wizards tickets to give away as soon as we return on a Wizards Wednesday.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house,
It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.